Well, I got something that I really believe God put on my heart. And I love this song when you get through singing. That's why I call on it. And that first clause is a wonderful clause. He leadeth me, oh blessed thought. He leadeth me. That's a blessed thought that he leads us. And I'm suspecting why God put this on my heart, there's some people probably struggling with some pretty serious problems right now. He just put this on my heart and know he did. I'm going to read you 12 verses of Scripture, not comment too much. If you want this list, you can have it. That's all I've got in my hand here. No notes, just Scriptures. And I want to say this, we can get in so deep in trouble sometimes and get so perplexed, we cannot figure a way out of it. You may be there right now. That happens to God's people sometimes. They get in deep. In fact, I was talking to a young man this week, which really kind of got me on this. He's having a troubled life and wanted some advice from me, and I helped him all I could, but I realized that my advice was inadequate. So I'm going to write him a letter giving me Scriptures and encourage him. So let me just read them to you. You may be going through something now that's just horrendous, and you maybe not even tell anybody about it. But I'll tell you, God's stronger than you think he is. And somebody made a statement to me this week that I'm going to get a sermon out of this. It's a good sermon in itself just to say this. I'm going to say it. This will do you good. God is not in a hurry. See, we want to be delivered immediately from something we're in. Remember, God's not in a hurry. He knows what he's doing. So let me read you these scriptures and make a few comments. One of them is over in Ephesians 3:20. Now, this is an amazing scripture. So you say, well, I've got a problem. And by the way, Judy and I have been praying about something for a long time. You know what the solution might be. And the solution seems like God has given this. And that's something else that I'm just encouraged about. So here we go. 12 scriptures. Ephesians 3:20. Now, to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we're able to ask or even think. How about that? That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we're able to ask or even think. Even think. God's got a solution you never even thought about. Then Psalm 61, verse 2, because I like, you know, you ever feel overwhelmed? Overwhelmed, you're just like you're flooded. You're overwhelmed. Well, Psalm 61, verse 2, read the whole psalm if you want to. But this is verse 2 here. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Isn't that great? When I'm overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Read the whole psalm. In Psalm 102, verse 1, there's kind of a statement here about what the psalm is about. Then the first verse. This statement said, a prayer of the afflicted, he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. So here's the first verse. He's overwhelmed. He's pouring his heart out to God. That's all he can do. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Okay, this is over in Genesis 18:14 when Sarah laughed because God said, you're going to have a baby. And she was too old to have a baby, so she just laughed. And God called her hand on it. And she denied laughing. He said, yea, they did laugh. She did laugh. It's been when God blessed her with a child, right? But here, you like this, don't you? I'm just going to read the first clause. Is anything too hard for the Lord? My case is too hard for the Lord. No. Is anything too hard? And then, right along with that, in Luke 18:27, Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. A lot of things are impossible for us. And sometimes God lets us come to the end of ourselves. We might realize that. Okay, look, you need to plan your life the best you possibly can. And this brother I'm talking to needs to do some things. But I'm telling you what. Ultimately, let me read you two scriptures. This is ultimate. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart divideth his way, the Lord directeth his steps. He may not direct the steps the way you think he's going to do it. See, we all got our plans, and we all make plans. But sometimes God says, I'm going to red pencil that. I got a better plan. You may not like it, but it's going to be good for you in the end. It's going to glorify me in the end. Isn't that right? Then Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Those of you who are older, we could probably have a testimonial time. Y'all could tell about a lot of things. I could do some myself. when I planned some things and directed my steps, but God said, no, you're not going that way. I got a better way for you. And I might not like it at first either. Now, let me say this. What we need to do, what can I do then? Okay, I know what you're saying is true, Brother Zach, but what shall I do in the meantime? Well, I'm going to tell you, the only safe course is to stay close to the Lord. That sounds simplistic, but it's not simplistic at all. Stay close to the Lord. Let me give you a few scriptures on that. You know, Abraham's servant went down to take a bride for Isaac. And so here's what he said. I love this scripture in Genesis 24:27. And God led him down there to get a bride for Isaac. So here's what he said, the servant of Abraham said in Genesis 24:27. He said, blessed be the Lord, God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. Get this. And I, being in the way, the Lord led me out of my master's brethren. You need to get in the way with God. Just get in the way. I, being in the way. I'm in the way of obedience, the best I knew to do, didn't know what to do. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. One, you know, we could all quote it out loud together. Well, don't do that and throw me off, but we could all do it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thou must acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. Just acknowledge God. And then one of my favorites of all time, it's so simple, but we got to keep being reminded of it. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. And his kingdom means his rule in our lives. And then a couple more, I'll be through. So what should I do then? Okay, two things. One is in Psalm 86:11. It's really two statements. Two prayers, really, and a statement. I remember sometime we did boot camp down at Harmony Hill. I just used to love this one so much. Teach me thy way, O Lord. That's a prayer. Then I will walk in thy truth after you show you that. Then unite my heart to fear thy name. So we have divided hearts. So God, you know, so that's a good, isn't it? Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. And so finally, the time in the Old Testament, when God's people were being overwhelmed by their enemies, fixing to have a large army to come against them, and they were totally helpless, so they cried out to God, and here's what they said. They couldn't defend themselves. Have you ever been in a situation? You can't know what to do, can't defend yourself, roof caving on top of your head. So here's what they did in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? We have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. If you want that list, you can have it.